our Mishnah teaching us that such a Reichel is equal to Manik. But it could be a regular Reichel, but you're not making the animal move because of you. He's just sitting on it, has no kinyan. So the Gemara says, if so, that's the Pshat Reichel over here. Hainu Manik, it's the same thing as Manik. Manik means you're leading it. You're like leading the rain, you're making a move. And Reichel is also making it a move. So what's the Chiddush then? So truly, the Gemara says, Trey Gavni Manik. He wants to tell us two different cases of Manik. There's now the Talmud where it's about to say, Rachiv Adif, in such a case now Mishnah, the one that's riding it, since he's like kicking the animal, making a move, he should be better, Adif, to her Manik the toughest boy. He's doing two things. He's being Manik, he's making it go, and he's also grabbing onto it. But the other one that's only making it go, he's Manik, holding onto the rein and pulling it, he's not holding onto the animal itself. Come on, Ashmalon, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah now. Still, the matzav of Manik is just as good as this type of a Rechiv, therefore the both Kona. Reichel by itself and not making it move is not a kinyan. Only here where the Rochev is also making it move. Toshima, come and bring your proof. It says Shnaim Shayim Reshim Gomel, if two people were pulling a camel, or Manhigim Bechamor. Or else two people are Manig, making a Chamor move. Or Yeshua Yechud Moshev, the Yechud Manig, one was dragging it and one was leading it. And Rashi says that a chamor is darker than hogo, just leading it, or the gomel darker than mashiach, here you have to pull it. So the kids again, that shnayim shoyim moshkin, they were pulling the camel, or else manhigim the chamor, they were just leading the donkey, or yeshoyachud moshav yechad manik, one was pulling it and one was leading it. So the midah zois kona. In this type of the midah, they're both kona. We'll still see what it means. Rabbi Yehuda said, v'yoyim lo kona achetei mashiach the gomel. No, you're not turning this way. Until you have a Mashiach, you have to be dragging, pulling the camel, the Yanhoga leading the Chamor. But Ketani is one of the learn over here, or Yeshayechud Mashiach, one is pulling it, the Yechud Manig, one is leading it. So now, Mashiach and Manigin, Nashmoni, these two are equal kinyonim. Pulling it and leading it, that's equal. Abu Rochav Loi, the Mashma, one person just running on top of it, that's not equal to Manig. Mashma Manig is better than the Rochav. So Mashma Loi, there's no Diyak. I tell you really, who are doing the Afilu Rochiv? Really, the same Rochiv would apply even if one person is riding it and one person is pushing it. If so, the other Tony Moshe, why did they say Moshe for Manik? The Afilu with Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomah that Rabbi Yehuda says, the Halach is, Achetei Meshicha Begomol, Fiyanoga Bechamor, he's marked by that by a camel you have to be pushing it. And by a chamor you have to be leading it. But the opposite way, you're not kono. Is Kamashma no, the Chish Ratanakam is no, the Afilu Ibchanami, even if you're making a Mashiach in the Chamor and the Anhogu in the Camel, also that's a Kinyan. But in Ibchanami, it could be Rochuv, would be the same Aloko, like Manig would also be the same way. Mazkashi, Hochi, if so, that's like a Pshat, Liyavinu Bles Ninu. Why don't we mix them both cases together? Like, how come we have it in two separate cases of Shnaim Shoyim Moshchim Megomel, or Manhig in the Chamor? And then I show you, Moshech Vechon Manik, we have to have two separate cases for mix it up together and say like this. Shnayim Shoyu Moshechin Umanhigim. Two people that were pushing or leading. Bein Begromo, Bein Bechamor. Why not say like this, that the Lachar is Takakonai? If that's Pshana Tanakama, it's just to teach us, not like Yehuda, he should have mixed it up together. So Mara says no. Ika Chad Sadalekoni. Hateva would have said like this because it can't say like this because still there's one side that there's no Kenyan. So therefore, like you couldn't mix them up all together. Because there is one side that the kinyan is not chal. Which side is this? Iki diyamli, some say, Mashiach bechamor, that if you push the chamor, that's not a kinyan, that's not a derech at all to do it that way. Therefore, this way there's no kinyan. And iki diyamli, some say, no, hanogi begomol, that's not the kinyan at all. So therefore, how to say it in two separate cases? But even though so far there's no kasha, could be rochuv is a good kinyan. Now the Gemara says, you should know, the is the most of the Sefer. Some is the Kasher from the Sefer. That the Sefer says in the Tanakhama that b'midah zu kona. In this way, the kinyan takes place. So the is b'midah zu l'mutimai. What do you mean to say no? So Lav doesn't mean to say l'mutim rochav. That rochav writing is not the kinyan. Only manig or else moshech is a kinyan. But not rochav. So the Gemara says, l'mutim yibcha. Just means to say the opposite way, like we just said. Ibcha means that if you don't make the Mashiach, if you make the Mashiach on the Chamor, that's not a good Kenyan. For the Gemara Yehachav, that's what it means to say, Hain Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas the Ika Benayu, Tzad Echad Lekona. After Minuri, like we said before, according to Rabbi Yehuda, both ways opposite is no Kenyan. According to Tanakam, it's only one way that's no Kenyan. But one way there is.
Again, if the yamri meshicha b'chamor, the ikud yamri hanoga b'gomel. That's the shaila according to Tana Kama, which one is not kana? One is and one's not. Some say it's the meshicha b'chamor, that's not a good kinyan, and some say it's hanoga b'gomel, that's the one that's not a good kinyan. But anachnami, avada could be that rochov is kanoi. Here we have no proof about rochov. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Tetz Amud Aleph, from 10 lines down. That Toshma, the Gemara says, come on, bring another proof. Again, when the middle of Shaila, is Rochav a Kenyan or not? If somebody's sitting on top of the animal, is that a Kenyan or not? So Toshma, it says, Echud Rochav Chamor V'yechud Atofus B'moseir. If somebody is riding, sitting on top of the donkey, and one person is holding on to the rein, so it says, Zekon Chamor, the one that's sitting on top of the chamor, he's kind of the chamor. Mashma is a shalav a mitzvah here, that these two people went and found the chamor. So one person is sitting on top of it, he's rochav. So it says he's kind of the chamor. V'zeh kind of masera. And the other one that's holding the rein, he has a kinyan on the masera. That's what he has. So chur shema mean from here, it should be a good proof that rochav konoi. Here it says clearly the one that's sitting on top of the chamor, he has a kinyan. So we see clearly there is a kinyan of rochav. Tzmar says no. Hochinam here also we could answer like we said before. The manig baraglov. This rochav is not just sitting still on top of it, but rather he's a manig. He's kicking you with his feet that the animal is moving because of him. So that's why there's a kinyan rochav over here. For the Gemara, hochi is so nikni nami rochav b'maisera. If so, so the one that's riding the chamor, he should also be kind of the maisera also. So Rashi explains that Mor's kasher is she means nikna nami rochav b'maseira she barosh hachamor, the maseira with its rein that's on top of the head of the chamor, shutach shetachamor, that's like something making the chamor look nice, look a chamor dom, it should have a look like the chamor itself. So if you say it's a rochav, is it a manig, it's a real kinyan rochav here, so it should be kind of the whole chamor and whatever's part of the chamor also. So this tachshit, this top of the maseira, is also part of the chamor. Tzmar says true. Ema, learn like this and say, Ema, zekona chamor v'chatzi masera. That the one that's riding the chamor, he has a kinyan on the whole chamor, and also half of the masera is also kona. V'zekona chatzi masera, and the other one is also only kona just chatzi of the masera, half of the masera. In other words, it's true. The one that's being rochav really likes has a kinyan in the masera also. So therefore, in the masera, the rain itself, it's like shnei merchsim metalis. And on this we would say Chokin. Just the one that's on the Chamor, he has a whole kinyan on the Chamor. And as far as the Maseira goes, here it's like Chokin. So Mar says, why? Bishlei Merochav Konoi. Bishlam, I can understand the one that's Rochav, the one that's riding on it. I can understand why he should have a kinyan in this Maseira. The Kamagvilei Bendas. Because Lemaisa, what's going on here? That one person is riding, is sitting on top of the Chamor, and the rein is attached to the head. And the other part of the rein is in the hand of the second person. So the second person is picking up the rein. So the part that he's picking up is very good. Like Bishlei Merochav, Bishlei, if we want to understand why the one that's running on the horse, should on the chamor, should have a kinyan on this rein, because the other half of the rein is being picked up by Bendas. So his picking up helps for me. Ela Tof is the Masera, but the one that's just holding on to the Masera, to the rein, but my Connie, how is he kind of even half for him? Because the Maseir itself, he's only picking up one half. The other half is attached to the Chamor. So it's like the Chamor is picking it up. The Chamor has no das. The Chamor can't make a kinyan for you. So it's not like you have agbo at all on this Maseir. Like Rashi said, the kasher is, Ela tofes b'maseir, my koni, palga. How are you even kind of half of this rain? V'aloi roisha hashemi munach b'mkoymai. The second half, the other end of this rein is on the animal itself. You're not kind of hefker until you pick up the whole thing. So who are the person that's picking up one half of the rein, the other half is not being picked up by anybody. Not for him at least. It's on the chamor. So how is the person holding on to the masera even kona half of the masera? The Gemara says true. Ema say like this. Ema zekona chamor v'kula masera. The one that's riding it, that's making a kinyan, and we're saying that b'manig means he's like making a kinyan in the chamor itself. And Tosfos speaks out, it's not just on the kinyan of the metaltlim, but the kinyan like on the behemoth that helps for anything that's upon this animal. Therefore, since the Mosair is like called a tachshit, part of the animal, so your kinyan rochav in the animal is kind of the whole Mosair for you also. V'zeh, and this other person that's just holding on to the rein, koni mashatav is biyadai. All these koin is just what's inside his hand, that's all. What he's holding in his hand, that's like he has it. But the rest of the Mosair, true, there's no kinyan for him. So Mara says, hi mai, like what's going on here? In other words, like hi mai, like Rashi says, how could you say the one that's riding on the chamor has a kinyan in the whole Mosaira? Why is he kind of the Mosaira, the rain? Like before we were saying, because since this person that picked up the rain, his das, his maisa helps for the one that's riding. So Gemara says, how could you say that? Im tim slim, if you want to tell me, that ha magviya metzila lechaveiroi, kana chaveiroi, if I pick up a metzia for somebody else, that I could give it over to him, even if you want to say that's true, I'll tell you, Han, and Milu, when is that said? Hechad the komagvilei adai to the chaveri. If you pick it up, almanas for das, that your friend should have the kinyan in it. So therefore, since you're doing a maisa kinyan, like, so therefore you could have a das, he should have the kinyan. But hi, over here, this person that's picking up the Masera, the second person here, that's picking up the other side of the rain, he's picking it up for himself, that he should be kind of this rain. So telling me now, he himself does not have the kinyan over here, because the other half of it is on the animal that's not being picked up for him. See, does not have any kinyan here. In other words, he's not doing a maisa kinyan. If so, lachrina makni, how could his picking up now help for the other person? How could it help for the person on the chamor that he should be kind of the whole rain? That doesn't make any sense. So my answer is, Amar Rav Asher, Rashi says the pshat is like this: Zekona chamor ubeis pagya. True, the one that's riding on the chamor, he has a kinyan on the whole chamor. Ubeis pagya, that's just a strap that's around the head of the chamor. In other words, what's on the chamor itself is like part of the chamor. So since you're making a kinyan in the chamor, you're carrying everything on the chamor. Now, v'zeh, the second person that's just picking up the rain on the other side, kona mashatof is biyodai. He has the kinyan of the rain that's in his hand, true. But v'yashar, the in-between part of the rain, the strap here, loikona loizeh v'loizeh. And echadami, neither of them have a kinyan. There's no maisa hagboh here, therefore the kinyan does not help for neither of them. And therefore Rashi says, v'yabolachot for yichot yachtof. If somebody else comes and grabs it away, he has the right to take it away. Rabbi Avu Ramah Liyolim Kirktani. No, it could be like we learned before, that really the one on the chamor is kind of the chamor, and the one holding the maseir is kind of the whole maseir. The question is, how could he be kind of the maseir? He didn't make a maseir kinyan here. That there it says, Hoyo v'yoch l'natko olaviyavoy. Since he's grabbing the rain, l'maseir the whole rain is off the ground. There is a maseir gbor. Even though the other half is on the chamor, but since he could pull it off the chamor, that's also called a good kinyan. If you could pull it away, so as soon as you pull it away, the whole thing would be up because of you, that's called a maisagbur. The Gemara says, though, behold the Gemara Barusi. But you should know it's not true, he's wrong, we don't hold like this. Why? Because if you would say like that, if so, talis shimunachas. If you have a talis, a cloth, half of it is lying on the floor, and half of it is on top of the table. And it's a mitzvah, it doesn't belong to anybody. If one person comes now and picks up half of the coat that's on the floor, and now somebody else comes and picks up the other half that's on the table, Hochinam here also, you want to tell me the story should be that the kama kono ubasra lakoni, that the first one has the kinyan in the whole coat, and the second one's not koner anymore. Why should the first one have the kinyan? According to Rabbi Avu, it should be this way, because the svara should have been hoyo v'yochol anatkoi ulaviyu etzloi. Because when he picked up one half of the coat on the floor, true, he's not holding up the whole coat by himself now, because the other half is still held up by the table. But since he could pull off the coat from the table, and then the whole thing would be up by him, so according to Rabbi Avu, that's called the kinyan. So in such a case here also, the first one should have the whole kinyan and not the second one. So Gemara says, Elohodah Rabbi Avu Barusi. From here it's a proof that Rabbi Avu is wrong. So please really ask the question. Like, how does the Gemara know to ask the question? Like, what's so wrong? Maybe Rabbi Avu argues, maybe he argues in this case also. So he says, like, Sas Kosher. Minolesh la yechlik Rabbi Avu after there. Like, who says he doesn't argue over here also? How do we know so clearly he wouldn't argue here? But the Gemara understands that in this case everybody should hold that the first one does not have the kinyan. Rather, when the second one comes, now we see them both, Shnei Merchus and Metalis. Says, so that's a proof, not like a Bavur. So we don't have his pshat. But I call upon him from the first Toshma, there's no proof that Rochav alone is a kinyan. It could be again, it's only a Rochav with a manig who is also kicking it with his feet. What's this Toshma? Come and bring another proof. It says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Rochav basode or manig be your kona. If somebody's a Rochav, an animal in the fields outside the city, or else in this city he's a manig, he leads it, that's the kinyan. But I call upon him, Rochav is a kinyan here. We'll have to see soon why in the city, if you're Rochav, it's not a kinyan. But I call upon him in the field, we see Rochav as a kinyan. So, Pasha just means just sitting on top of the animal is a kinyan. Tomorrow says, no, Rochinami manig baraglav. Rochav here doesn't just mean he's sitting on it, but again, it means he's kicking the animal that's moving because of him. Here for sure, Rochav is a kinyan. But the Mori Hochi, if so, hainu manig. So what are you telling me, Rochav and manig, they're both the same thing? Tomorrow says, true. But Shrei Gavne manig, there are two different types of manig. One is where you're sitting on it and kicking it and leading it that way, and one is where you're just walking in front of it and leading it. For the Gemara, Hochi, if so, Rochav be'ir, my time alay koni. Then why, if you ride it in the city, are you not kono? If you're telling me now manig in the city is a kinyan, so if so, Rochav here also means like you're a manig, so why aren't you kono it in the city? Amarav kano, lefi shein darka shabanayodam lichavir. There it is not a derech, people don't ride on the chamor in the city. In the city, you only lead it. You only ride on it in the sod or outside. But in the city, since that this is not the normal manner of using it, that's not called a kinyan. Because the pshat from a kinyan is, you're using it the way the owner uses it. But an owner in the city would not ride on his chamor, therefore there's no kinyan. Sumar asks on this, Omalei Rav Ashi, Rav Kana, El